This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, I would advise Ryan, this is my personal opinion, I'm not telling you what to do, to not join the military. The fight is here in America for the Republic. I would get politically involved. I would start a news site. I would start covering local politics. And you'll get sponsors immediately. And if you want to be a journalist, that's it. You don't go to college to be a journalist. You go to college to be put at the back of the line and just be caught up in, like, flypaper. So I'm not telling you what to be. But if you want to speak out, you sound well-spoken, I would go write up what you're going to say. Go read a speech. I would lead a group locally trying to save children being targeted by the trans eugenicist. And just that, young people trying to protect kids from the trans agenda, it'll explode, you'll get support, and you'll be a focal point. Right there, that's the way to do it. That's just one program. Anything else, Ryan?
No, nothing.
But if you join the military, they're going to give you like 50 shots. So if you want to be a guinea pig, go to our military. Is completely captured. Our military ran the poison shot agenda. It's run by the globalists.
You know, and maybe another thing I should mention is I was forced to get vaccinated by, like, my job requires you to be vaccinated. And so I've gotten the vaccine, and so I want to know, is there anything I should be worried about that I could prevent in the future?
The good news is, above 87 degrees, the poison prion shot dies in most cases. A lot of things you can do to mitigate it, but I mean, what job is worth dying? Find another job. Find people that know what's going on. God bless you. I appreciate your call, Ryan. Scott in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead on the trans cult.
Hey, Alex Scott here again. I talked to you last week. I got the video of my buddy, Billy Falcon, that did the Alex Jones Was Right. Have you seen that yet? I sent it to your team.
Well, thank you. What did you send us again?
Remember last week I called and said, hey, my buddy from Billy Falcon that wrote a song called Alex Jones Was Right. And he said, hey, hold on, I'm going to get you to my Mike took my information. And
okay,
I'll
look into it. I appreciate your call. We're taking first-time callers today. Donna in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I am calling first to say that with trans, when someone decides to be trans, in that moment, they are sacrificing and suiciding their own soul. That's why
they're suicidal. And they're suiciding all their ancestors that brought them to that point.
Right. The trans consciousness, which is demonic, hates male and female. So it suicides itself with its own consciousness. A remedy that can help your organization as well, it's obviously going to take all of us being a voice more fierce than the trans. We have to be more fierce, more outspoken, more threatening with our righteousness and truth to overcome it. And we're going to do it. And with the help of your organization. And Alex, what I wanted to say about InfoWars and about you and just your whole international impact is that you're like a waterfall all over the world of truth. And what I've seen for so long, because I know you struggled financially, what can unlock a dam? What can unlock a dam and allow that waterfall to flow more energetically, financially, is if you consider adding on a cause outside of InfoWars to your entire mission. When you shift your consciousness over your entire organization from eating money to giving money, whether it's 5%, 1%, you unleash.
No, you're right. You're right. We should have programs where we give like 10% to veterans or, you know, all sorts of stuff. No, that's definitely a great idea, and I appreciate your call. All right. Justin, Nicholas, and Mike, final callers, and then I hand the baton to a great talk show host, a great political mind, a great patriot, Royce White. That is coming up. We're back in 60 seconds. Going to be each caller just a couple minutes. I love you, but we got to get to our guest host. And then in 1 hour, who's hosting the war room today? Owen's out of town. Is it Rob Dew again? Well, Rob I watched about an hour of Rob yesterday. He knocked it out of the park. So Rob takes this very serious. He's getting really prepared. Rob Dew is coming up in 55 minutes and 10 seconds to host the War Room. But first, Roy. They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we got Morpheus. Royce White taking over here in a few minutes. We're going to skip some network break so he gets his full time in. But right now, here, Alex Jones promised to get to every caller who was on the board. We can have unlimited after that. We stopped taking calls about 2 hours ago, but they all got on the board, so I'm going to get to everybody. Justin, Nicholas, and Mike, and then Royce White takes over. Justin in Tennessee, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, brother. How are you doing?
It all came true. The New World Order, we were vindicated. I wish we weren't. It's just an insane time. How are you doing?
Not too bad, brother. So I called mainly because of you started out your show with pedophilia, the torture of children. Being here in Tennessee, obviously not very far from the Biltmore Mansion. And so it's funny when you had across the screen earlier Tony Podesta's artwork, one of the pictures there is actually of the Biltmore pool, which it gives a very creepy and odd feeling. The first time I went through there, I was like, man, somebody has drowned or something in here. But one of the big things with the artwork is that one of the children, the white-haired child, looks like Anderson Cooper, who, of course, is a Vanderbilt. So,
and the other Vanderbilt committed suicide. His brother did.
Absolutely, just hiding in plain sight.
It's hiding in plain. What do you make of the UN officially saying legalized pedophilia? We covered that first hour. Folks don't know. It's official. They said children should be able to have sex with adults. I mean, these people have got to be rejected. Come on, folks.
Oh, it's just straight up the devil. Plain and simple, the world needs God.
The world needs God. Anything else?
No. Just thank you for all you do, brother. Thank you.
Thanks for holding to say that. Great points. All right, Mike in Alaska, you're on the air.
In my opinion, Robert F. Kennedy has more integrity in his fingernail of his left pinky finger than Donald J. Trump has in his whole body. And that's why I'll be voting for him. I'll change my affiliation to Democrat just to vote for him in the primaries because they've been using that tactic with us. Democrats will switch in the primaries and vote for whomever in the Republican primaries to see that they get their candidate. You know, the most desirable one in the general election. I think that we should do that the same. I think that people in the freedom movement ought to,
I agree. I want him to be the nominee above Joe Biden. Yeah. And Joe Biden has announced he is running again. He's going to announce next week. So we'll get Royce White's take on that in a minute. But
we got to have anybody but old Biden. Okay, anybody but old Biden. And if that means I have to switch from Republican to Democrat to vote in the Democratic primaries, I'm going to do it because I don't want to see a Biden up there again. I would rather see, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And I think he has a lot more integrity. I think.
Well, there hasn't been a real Democrat since they killed his father and his uncle. And so it's definitely powerful. They're so scared. They're attacking him everywhere. It's an amazing, amazing time.
The last real liberal in the Democratic Party, that was 68, okay? And they just really haven't had it. The party was taken over by, the commies after that. And pretty much we haven't had anybody in the Democratic Party.
But I love how there's an invasion of the Republican Party with the populist movement, the Tea Party, and Trump. He's not perfect either. We got an invasion over here with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. It's very exciting. Thanks for the call. All right, last caller before the great Royce White takes over. Can't wait to listen to him. Nicholas in Texas, last caller. You're our tail gunner.
Yes. Hello, can you hear me?
I can. Welcome.
Yes, thank you. Just quick plug. I wanted to say the Whole Food Multivitamin, I don't see it get a shout out a lot, but it is awesome. I've been using it after my workouts, and it's great. I have the X2, and then I got your Great Reset book, and that was awesome. Wish you would have gone more in depth with the steering committees, but I'm waiting for your
Well, that was my only complaint. The book was like 500 pages. They cut to like 300.
Yeah.
So the next book's going to be like 400 pages. I'm demanding that.
Great. Can't wait to read it. So I wanted to just say real quick that I've been calling my representatives here in Texas. And they're clueless about what's going on with cattle and the mRNA. So,
well, they're not doing it yet with the cattle except tests. They've been doing it for 4 years with pigs.
Right, right. And there was a new article that came out today, and it was from WholeCows.com, and it says there are states that are considering legislation, including North Dakota, Tennessee, Arizona, Idaho, and Missouri. And
legislation to block it, yes.
Right.
Tom Renz is the tip of the spear on that. And we're banning transgender garbage after kids. We are fighting back. We are winning.
Just if I could say real quick, any of the Info Warriors, if y'all could please call your reps. I don't want this in my food for my kids, my family. Just please call your reps. Let them know because they're freaking clueless.
No, you're right. The next big fight is not saying no to their shots, but saying no to the garbage literally being genetically engineered, not just where it's in the beef and the pigs and the poultry, but where the plants grow it themselves. Thank you so much. Incredible point. All right, for the balance of the hour, Royce White, former NBA player, MMA fighter, ran for Congress, did a great job. We're one of the smartest folks out there. Royce White's loaded for bear. He takes over now. Find him on Twitter at, put that back on screen, Highway_30. Royce White, take it away.
Thanks, Alex. I appreciate it. I appreciate being here again. It's always a pleasure to be able to host this legendary, historic platform of InfoWars. And thank you to the entire InfoWars team for all you do. And I now, today, have just got my own channel on InfoWars so you can mirror and you can follow all of the Please Call Me Crazy podcasts. We'll be getting those up over the next 30 days and all the content moving forward from the podcast, which will air tonight on YouTube at 9 p.m. Central if you're interested in that. We also premiere on Rumble at 9 p.m. Given that the Rumble uploads come in a timely manner, sometimes they take 24 hours and so on and so forth. All you Rumble users, I'm sure, are familiar with that. And we are on all the audio platforms as well. No more housekeeping. I appreciate it, Alex, and I appreciate the entire InfoWars audience. You guys are one of the most spiritually awake audiences in the world, and I get constant feedback from you all now having launched the podcast that you either first heard me on InfoWars or became familiar with me on InfoWars, so I appreciate you all. Today, for the hour, we're going to get right down into one of the biggest stories, I believe, in the entire world, really. One of the biggest stories in the entire world that all of the liberal mainstream media establishment, mainstream media industrial complex seems to be rather quiet on given the gravity of it. But it's not a shock. And what it really shows is that, like Alex has said for many, many years, like many, many whistleblowers have said for many, many years, that our media is completely and utterly hijacked by the security state and by security agencies. And here we have a story breaking in the last 24 hours through this judiciary committee that Mike Morrell, former CIA chief Mike Morrell, was put up to this initiative within the intelligence community to gather support and sentiment from other intelligence officers, big hitters, big name hitters. I'm going to name a few in a minute, to essentially say that the entire Hunter Biden laptop story was Russian disinformation. He admits to it right there in the Judiciary Committee in the last 24 to 48 hours. And all of the mainstream media establishments are completely silent on the matter. We have a few institutions that are willing to even speak about this. I mean, this is the weaponization of the media through the security state or in collaboration with the security state. And just listen to some of these names who signed this letter here. And again, the letter was basically forged to say, hey, this entire Hunter Biden laptop is nothing more than Russian disinformation. We got Jim Clapper at the top of the list who signed the letter. We have Mike Hayden. We have Leon Panetta, who's going around. What do I want to call him? The banking industry luncheons with Nikki Haley to schmooze middle market conservative entrepreneurs to vote for Ron DeSantis, essentially. That's what's going on there. So we got Panetta out there shilling for the security state. He signed a letter. John Brennan signed a letter. We got Thomas Finger. He signed a letter. He was the former chair of the National Intelligence Council. We have John McCaughlin. We have, I mean, this goes on and on. Nick Rasmussen, former director of National Counterterrorism Center. We have Russ Travers.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silicon Valley and a bunch of other big corporations all around the country and upper middle class bourgeois elites are the people who they go to and they tap on to fund these campaigns. So that's the first way that our elections are jacked. But apparently a president, a sitting president or a presidential candidate can go to the CIA, can call upon the CIA to weaponize. Weaponize the CIA, weaponize the federal government, and the security state to suppress information, damaging information on their campaign. I mean, this is criminal. That's criminal. Paying a whore hush money is not criminal. I mean, come on, give me a break. If we want to make that the parameter of criminal, there won't be enough space in the jails. Let's just be honest. But a presidential candidate conspiring with former CIA operatives in our country to suppress essential information that could affect the outcome of an election, that, my friends, is criminal. That, my friends, is beyond the threshold of criminal that we should accept. And what's worse than them suppressing information that could affect that affected the outcome of the election? What's worse than that is who they were willing to throw it on. And again, I'm not a Russian apologist. I think Alexander Dugin's a very brilliant guy. I have a very healthy respect for many Russian philosophers and writers. Solzhenitsyn, Leo Tolstoy is one of maybe the greatest writer of all time. So I have a healthy respect for Russian culture and Russian literature, as I think many people do. But I'm not a Russian apologist, and later on in the show, I want to get into this entire global landscape and where I think we are and what I think we as Americans should look to do to prepare ourselves for the double cross and triple cross that's now going to start to, rear its ugly head. But they were willing to throw this on the Russians in a heartbeat. And not only is that relevant to the ongoing conflict there between Ukraine and Russia, which is really us and Russia. Not only is it relevant to that, it's relevant to the default behavior of the security state itself and the intelligence community. In what world is it not treason? In what world is it not an immediate endangerment of the American citizen, of American citizenship, and of the overall integrity of this nation to provoke our enemies, potential enemies, enemies by their own standard, by their description, to provoke our enemies by throwing disinformation allegations on them when they're not really true? I mean, when you get down to that level, we have to start to ask ourselves, what's going on here? What are we looking at? What are we dealing with here? What are we willing to put up with? The CIA's throwing a Hunter Biden laptop story on the Russians? Looks like they had it out for the Russians for a long time. Everybody knows they've had it out for the Russians for a long time. This whole fight between the West and Russia goes all the way back to Napoleon. It goes all the way back to the Prussian Empire and the entire European monarchies there that Russia had won. This goes back to Nicholas, the last czar. I mean, this game runs deep. The great game runs deep, right? That's the historical and traditional nomenclature for the tension between the Russian Empire and the British Empire. This runs deep, right? But ultimately, America's been pulled into it. And now we're being used, and now our money's being used, and now our military might is being used. And I think it's interesting when you go listen to a guy like Bustamante, Andrew Bustamante, who you know, he says a lot and nothing all at the same time. He's great. He's great in doing it. And you got to wonder why he's allowed to go out there and speak the way he is right now. What I always say is anybody who ever worked for the CIA never stops working for the CIA. You never stop working for the agency. So you got to take anything he says with a grain of salt. But I do think it's interesting to hear his pretty forthright admittance on what America's actually doing there in Ukraine. And it shows us that we're in a jump ball. It shows us that we don't know who to trust. And when you don't know who to trust, instead of trying to pinpoint malice, instead of trying to pinpoint deceit, instead of trying to find a smoking gun, the best thing to do is to get your back in a corner, put yourself in a corner so that you can prepare yourself for whatever threats come. That's what we need to do right now in America. That's what America First is trying to solve. That's what the idea of America First is trying to address. We've created a landscape, and don't get me wrong, we were involved. We had a hand in it, a big hand in it. People like this. This isn't the first time the security has been involved with the suppression of information or the tampering of elections or any other corrupt shadow practice. We all know that. So we've been involved in the overall standing of America in the world, on the world stage. We were involved. We're culpable. But now it's gotten to a point where it's so cluttered. It's so convoluted. There's so many layers of corruption and deceit. It's hard for us to really know who we're fighting against. Maybe we should just stop fighting for a moment. Maybe we should stop fighting and come home and prepare ourselves for a big fight that we know is coming. And we know there's a big fight coming with China. And we're going to talk more about this four-player jump ball throughout the hour. But that is the four-player jump ball. The free people of America who are the bastion of freedom for free people all around the world. And then there's the party of Davos and the European monarchies and the globalists. And then you got Russia and China. And, yeah, you got the Saudis, you know, and the Iranians, right? You got the mullahs and the Persians, and who knows where they're going to fall. They're anti-Muslims to boot. They're willing to make a deal. They're willing to cut a deal. All of the sympathy that the CCP is now fostering around the world is based on an anti-crown resent. It's all based on, and, you know, I go back to this often because you have to understand what's being. How do you think China gets Russia to play ball? How do you think China now goes to broker the peace or broker a deal between the Saudis and the Iranians? What do they all have in common? They were all formerly colonized by Great Britain, by the crown. They were all, or in Russia's case, they were an enemy of the crown. And so China now is going to walk from nation to nation to nation with this sales pitch. You can't trust these Anglo-Saxons. You can't trust these white people. You can't trust these British or Europeans. They're warmongers. They're racist. They're, you know, so on and so forth. And I don't even agree with the categorization. I don't agree with the generalization. I agree that the European monarchies and colonialism is responsible for a lot of great atrocity in history. And a lot, some of it was due to race. If you dig deep enough, it's social Darwinism and Darwinism, really. But it doesn't matter what we really believe in terms of their sales pitch. The question is, what do the people who they're trying to get trying to create alliances with believe? And they all seem to believe it. They all seem to be bought into it. And really, deep down, they're not bought into it. The Saudis and the Iranians and the Russians and you pick a group. They don't care about the historical oppression that came from the crown. All they're trying to do is look out for their position in the next iteration of world order. They're all jockeying for position. They're all fighting for position. That's what we're looking at. We're not looking at some altruism. I'll see you back on the other side. We'll get back into the four-player jump ball and much more. I'm your host, Royce White, in the belly of the beast, hosting InfoWars.
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate them to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
The biggest question in maybe in economics and politics of the coming decades will be what to do with all these useless people. I don't think we have an economic model for that. My best guess, which is just a guess, is that food will not be a problem. With that kind of technology, you will be able to produce food to feed everybody. The problem is more boredom. And what to do with them, and how will they find some sense of meaning in life when they are basically meaningless, worthless? My best guess at present is a combination of drugs and computer games.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Alex Jones Show here on InfoWars. I am your host for the hour, Royce White, and there was the anti-human, metropolitan, omnisexual globalist, Yuval Noah Harari, chief advisor to the World Economic Forum, and our Swiss Darth Vader, Klaus Schwab, who, as we all know, is one of the thought leaders, fourth industrial revolution, the great reset of many, many nations' political leaders. None more prominent, you could say, than our own illegitimate president here in the United States, Joe Biden, who can barely construct a sentence. Before the break, I was getting into the four-player jump ball, and we're going to need the best minds in this nation. We're going to need the best minds of free people all around the world to combat the level of deception going on here on the world stage. And our country is pretty cut and dry. We have a problem with sellouts. We have a problem with sacred honor. We have a problem with corporatocracy, crony capitalism. We have a problem with Marxism all throughout our academic institutions and in much of our nonprofit sector. We have a problem with the security state, right? The intelligence community. Mike Morrell, in the last 24 to 48 hours, has testified that he, in fact, was the architect of getting 50 former or active intelligence officers, chiefs, various national intelligence committees and groups, so on and so forth, including Brennan, including Hayden, including Panetta, and all these other guys to sign a letter saying that the Hunter Biden laptop story was Russian disinformation. And we understand the problem, or the tension between us and Russia. It's been going on for a long time, going all the way back to the Cold War. Look, the Cold War never ended, right? That's the reality. The Cold War quieted down, but the Cold War got even colder, you could say. And this is about as cold as it can get, where you just take a contentious presidential culture here in American politics, and you throw disinformation on the Russians just for the fun of it, right? Just because who's going to look? Who's going to check? It doesn't, no thought of what it could do, and no thought of the fact that each little kernel of lies that are thrown on the Russians or any other geopolitical force, any other nation, every little kernel moves us closer to existential demise, right? Moves us closer to a potential nuclear exchange or some catastrophic kinetic war. I wonder, do people like Mike Morrell, what do they think in those moments when they go, you know what, we'll throw this on the Russians? That's it. What does a Joe Biden think? Joe Biden doesn't think much of anything these days, I don't believe, but the people around him, you know, what does a Jen Psaki believe? Right. What's the girl's name? Jean-Pierre. I forget what her name is. The black bourgeoisie sellout who is the first LGBTQ woman to be the Speaker of the House. I think she is sellout of the year, in my opinion. What do these people think when they fix their mouth or they fix their pen or they fix their keyboard or whatever it is that they write these communicate? What do they think? What are those moments like when they get ready to throw disinformation onto another nuclear superpower? They think it's all about me. It's just pure ego, pure selfish, pure narcissistic vanity and pride and really corruption and evil. I mean, that's just outright evil. And it's common practice, right? And I know Mike Morrell is probably sitting there thinking, why is everybody looking at me like this is some big deal? This is what the CIA always does. Haven't you ever heard Alex Jones? right. And you know, I put an Alex Jones episode of, I'm not sure if any of you have seen it, still on Rumble. If we could pull that interview up on the screen here there in the production room, just so people can see what the episode looks like. But it's on Rumble. But you two pulled it down right away. Couldn't understand it. I text Alex right away after and said, look, I got to get a channel on band.video because obviously, you know, anybody new who comes into the YouTube arena or into the big tech arena who's trying to get information out there, probably not going to be, you know, able to move very far without some unforeseeable, help along the way. And Alex Jones was our most viewed episode to date. And it was removed, and it said cyberbullying and harassment. And this is what the security state is playing at. This is what they're doing. You know, they'll use a school shooting. They'll use race. They'll use sex. They'll use whatever they need to actualize and execute their agendas. So we know what's going on here in our country. That's the skinny of it. That's what's going on here in our country. We're just as corrupt as the day is long, right down to the root. But it's mostly based on a lot of independent sellouts. At the highest level, though, it is tied into a much grander global political scheme. And this was the main impulse for me to run for Congress, because, like it or not, we're going to need some people in elected offices to fight these people, to fight this corruption. If not, you can kiss your freedom goodbye. You can kiss this nation goodbye. You can kiss the ability to pray in public goodbye. You can kiss the ability not to have to be drafted into a war, to be sent to some killing field that's pretty much all for theater. As CIA, a former spy and CIA spy Andrew Bustamante says, his theory of the case was that the American involvement in Ukraine, for the most part, aside from ideological promises that were made between America and Ukraine's leadership as a part of this European progressive, world initiative. Aside from that, certain Americans are perpetuating this conflict in order to display their military capacity. Or, even more recently, in an interview with him and Sean Ryan, he said that this is a way for us to practice practice our logistics in a potential and future or inevitable war with China. That's what we're doing there in the Ukraine. We're practicing logistics. We're practicing being able to get our equipment to a part of the world that's much, much further than the Middle East and where we've been over the last 20 years and had that battle tested. We were battle tested in that part of the world in terms of transportation and logistics and all these other things. Now we're starting to fight in a part of the world that's a bit further, and we need practice. I mean, imagine that being true. Imagine we actually are strategically deciding to perpetuate a war with another nuclear superpower so that we could practice logistical strategy, so that we could practice our logistical workups or whatever the case may be. Imagine that's really true. Again, Andrew Bustamante, former CIA, nobody ever stops working for the agency, in my opinion, and certainly not guys like him. If we are doing that, then the mainstream media, same mainstream media that it would appear is 100% in collaboration to suppress this judiciary testimony that the CIA has suppressed the Hunter Biden laptop story in the interest of Joe Biden's candidacy in the last election. The same type of collaboration is happening with the news or the coverage about the war in Ukraine. It's about democracy. We're trying to protect democracy in the Ukraine. The Ukraine was never a democracy. What are we talking about? The Ukraine has never been a democracy.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Of allowing our federal government and our political elites and our corporate elites to use America, the brand of America, the name of America, the weight of America, the financial power of America, the innovation of America, the innovation of American citizenship itself, use that to march around the world and steal people's shit. That's the reality. That's the crown. It's very clear. We were working on behalf of the crown. After World War II, we took on the British foreign policy. And what was the British foreign policy at the time? What was Halford John Mackinder's foreign policy, prevailing foreign policy of the time? The geographical pivot of history. The geographical pivot of history. The world island theory and the heartland. He who controls Eastern Europe controls the heartland. He who controls the heartland controls the world island. And he who controls the world island effectively controls the world. PSYOP. PSYOP of the highest order. It has some validity to it, yeah. Yeah, that part of Europe right there, Eastern Europe, includes the Ukraine and the heartland and connects the world island of the Afro-Eurasia world island. Yeah, there's validity. The person who can dominate and control that and use that as a springboard could potentially use it as a springboard for world domination. But it's only 50% of the resources in the world. Halford John Mackinder in the Geographical Pivot of History lays that out very clear. He said this, he who can control the Eurasian World Island would effectively control 50% of the world's resources. 50. I don't know how good everybody's math is out there. I know you Democrats like to skip math class for gender studies or whatever else you guys are into these days in the scholastic, scholastics. But 50% would be about half of the world's resources. The other half are here in the Americas, right? So how we got pulled into this huge ongoing conflict to ensure that Russia would never move west and collaborate with a Western continental power like Germany to control the Eastern Europe, or that Russia doesn't conquer Eastern Europe or conquer all of Europe, or that a Sino-Japanese empire doesn't conquer Russia and by way of Eastern Europe and the heartland. How we got pulled into this in the first place is a question for the ages. I mean, it really is a question for the ages. And when you get, when you dig down deep enough to understand the academic and prevailing, the prevailing academic tradition that goes into much of this geopolitical foreign policy, you start to realize that it couldn't happen by accident. We didn't get pulled in by accident. Our elites here in America, our political elites, they fancy themselves British. They fancy themselves European. They fancy themselves Atlanticists. You know, they say that in Turkey, you know, the heart of Turkey, the eye of Turkey yearns for Vienna, or the heart of Turkey yearns for Vienna. It's a saying about the people in Turkey or some people in Turkey wanting to be European. But the same thing is true of us here in America. We want to be European so bad. We're not European. We're not an Atlanticist power. We're a Pacific power. And that's the reality. We are a Pacific power. We're not an Atlanticist. This whole Atlanticist, Atlantic charter thing was a scam from the beginning. And I don't know how to make people understand how prevalent this is still today. When you see the CIA throwing disinformation on the Russians, you know, willy-nilly, you're looking at the remnants of foreign policy that we adopted from the crown, where we're in this war. Why are we at war with Russia? What's the war between us and Russia? We don't have any interests. We don't have any interests that are at odds with the Russians other than Europe. And let's be quite honest. We say that we're there to make sure that the Russians don't strip Europe of its ability to be free and democratic. But where in Europe is it free and democratic? Great Britain isn't a democracy. Cut the BS. Great Britain is not a democracy. Okay, the monarch in Great Britain has the autonomy at any time to tell the parliament to go take a hike. It's right there. It's right there in the fine print. None of you read it. We all obsess about King Charles and Meghan Merkel or Angela Merkel, whatever her name is, and Harry, and you know, they're having a wedding or they're having a baby, or, you know, I can't tell you how many of these weird neoliberal, neocon, posh, yuppie, white liberals are so infatuated with the royal family. We're not European. We're not British, and they're not a democracy. The French, yeah, you know, they're a democracy, you could say. Wouldn't trust them. Can't trust them. Yeah. Macron, he comes out last week and says, we'd be okay with China being, we're okay with a more multipolar economic hegemony. After America's fronted the money and the military security for NATO for the last 60 years, okay, and if it wasn't for America, the French, the British, and everybody else there in Europe could potentially fall under the thumb of Russia. But would they even be falling under the thumb? I mean, this is what we have to understand. Understand how the crown works. Understand how the crown worked. Go back to the Napoleonic Wars. They fund both sides of the war, and they wait to see who has the advantage. They wait to see who they can latch onto and then co-opt to ensure their survival and their elite aristocratic position. And it went from being aristocratic monarchs to aristocratic nation states that are still run and led by monarchs. We're all carrying water. The American people, the American citizens, American tax money, we're carrying water for a European scam. And it is a scam. This whole English Commonwealth and even the whole brand of whiteness. Oh, white people. And then now on the conservative side, you'll get this sympathy for Europe and the crown based on whiteness. There is no whiteness. White is an American invention. It's an American invention that came from a Darwin academic tradition. There is no white. What is white? What is black? Okay, if you want to go down to the bottom of it, Mongoloid, Negroid, Caucasoid, there's three master races of the. That's Darwin. Okay, you're a Darwinist. You don't believe in God, number one. Number two, even if you want to go down to that level of it, and I would say, yeah, okay, there's three master races. Okay, fine. What does that have to do with Europe? You know how different the people are in Germany than the people from France, to the people from Italy, to the people from. What is whiteness? Why are we defending whiteness? This is the scam. This is the weaving of a scam that is being waged upon the psychology of a very fragile and stupid free people of the world to perpetuate crimes, to perpetuate corruption, to perpetuate globalism. And they're going to justify it. And now, I mean, look, if Great Britain doesn't want to fall under the control of Russia, why would they give their entire, why would they let London's entire surveillance system be, manufactured and installed by the CCP? They're getting played and they're getting desperate because they know they're losing. But they're such cucks, they can't even come to the realization that they would lose, that they could potentially lose. So now they got to try and weasel their way out of it. And in order to weasel their way out of it, they don't want to confront China head on. They don't want to confront the CCP head on.
Right.
The human rights violation to the CCP, completely fine. No problem. No problem. They don't threaten democracy at all. There's no democracy or freedom for the Uyghurs. East Turkestan, no freedom for them. No freedom for Tibet. Right? Remember the whole Free Tibet movement? Gone. Done. Tibet's just a natural part of China. Tibet is just a natural territory of China. But the Ukraine isn't a natural territory of Russia? And I mean, I apologize. I have to go out on the limb and talk about it from this vantage point because I know it sounds pro-Russian, and it's not. It's to say, we got to get clear. If there's a fight to come with Russia, it's not to come anymore. We're in it. But if there's an even bigger fight or a continued or long-standing fight to come with Russia, we need to be clear about who our allies are. If there's a fight to come with China, we need to be clear about who our allies are. And right now, our allies don't live there in Europe. They never have. They were never our allies. They pretended to be our allies. They used us. They leached on to us. They latched on to us and used the innovation and uniqueness and all of the things that made America powerful in the beginning, which wasn't some Atlanticist affectation. That's not what it was. What it was a land of people who believed in fundamental freedom. Who believed in fundamental freedom, who believed they had rights granted to them by an inalienable rights granted to them by a creator. That's what made America strong. That's the foundation of our power. Not some posh, yuppie, neoliberal, neocon, metropolitan omnisexualism. Stay with us to the other side of the break. I want to dig more into the crown next.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.